two. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, and we did the song because people had asked for the song.
All right.
Some people.
I didn't know.
An equal number of people, the people that did not like the song, said we should get rid of it.
Yeah.
An equal number, two, I think. I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, I think it's
said, let's bring it back. So there we go. There's the song. This is Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater. And with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hey.
And
yo,
we're going to talk Fresno stuff.
Fresno.
We're going to go all about Fresno for the month of June.
June, we're in it.
Yeah.
And it's been nice.
It's been, right.
Nice month.
Normally,
so far.
Now we would, they would be
triple digits
complaining about the heat, whatever, but not yet.
Nope.
We'll get there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're looking forward to complaining about the heat? So am I.
Yeah.
I haven't had anything to bitch about.
It's June already.
It's June. I haven't been able to complain about anything. So I'll be looking forward to that. All right. Let's jump right in. What's the big news?
Something big happened right after. I think it was right after last month's
Episode. Podcast.
Involving your other life.
Oh, yes. The Fresno Bee.
Your real life.
My life. My day job at the Fresno Bee.
In real life.
Yeah. They massive layoffs, including.
Is this a McClatchy thing or Fresno Bee?
It was a.
I mean, like.
Well,
I think all of the properties.
I think all of the papers have had to go doing some other things. For instance, what's the political commentator from the Sac Bee just retired?
Oh, yeah. He's been there for, what, 50 years?
50 years, whatever. Yeah. Just recently. Retired, or they announced that he retired, and then I
was curious to know if he
I
did
saw
that
him
on his own or if they,
well, so I saw him post something about how I don't know. Even though he's gone with the Bee, it's not going to be. He's not stepping away from journalism or something like that, which led me to believe that maybe they offered him a buyout, and he said okay, and but he's not ready to retire, you know, that kind of thing. So, And I didn't read enough to see if that was actually the case.
It seems like everybody keeps doing it. Earlier, our downtown guy, he's been retired a couple years now, with the hat.
Greg Hostetter.
Yes, Greg.
George Hostetter.
George.
Greg.
No, Greg. George.
George Hostetter.
He writes for like some other thing.
Right. And so so they got rid of massively, I think the 8-10 people, including Donald Monroe and Rick Bentley, who were both in the features department with me, and there was a fairly big outcry from the arts community.
Both
who, you know, were felt like they were completely being like just tossed aside, which isn't really the case, but I understand why they would feel that way. And so, you know, Donald has his own blog now and is doing similar, essentially what he had always done, only under his own blog. And the Bee is trying to carry on as best it can without having him there. So it's a huge loss, I think, for the paper, for the community. But, you know, I mean, part of the situation is with the amount of people that we have working at the Bee now, it's like we can't cover everything. We just can't. And so we have to be strategic in what we're doing and trying to find larger audiences. And, you know, art stuff doesn't really have the biggest audience.
It has
it's hard
niche
to say.
And it's needed.
Right.
But it, you know.
Well, and that's the.
I guess it's just that. Those are the things in any budget. When there's a budget for arts and that kind of stuff, it's the first thing that gets looked at.
Yeah.
When you're talking about schools, talking about businesses, whatever, it's just that kind of fun stuff, I would call it, not necessarily less important, but that's going to be the first things that go, unfortunately.
It's kind of ridiculous, but at the same time, I mean, it is that thing. And I don't really know, I don't know. I don't really know what to say about it. I think, definitely the Bee is going to continue doing arts coverage. It's going to be less and it's going to be different than it was before, but it's still there. And, you know, it also allows there to be opportunity in other places. For instance, what Donald's doing, you know, I think that's a great opportunity for him to do in a realm that's not major newspaper. And I think more than that, this is just it's where we're at. It's where we live right now. And it's terrible. It's really kind of crappy that the, you know, major media outlet in the area cannot support a dedicated arts reporter.
Yeah.
But that's, we're not alone, so.
Right. It's not like a unique thing that Fresno Bee is doing and others right. aren't doing.
Right.
It's, it just kind of comes down for me as at least the Bee is still here and operating and it's still printing the paper and still local
yeah.
and still reporting. It's just not as big as
right.
we'd like it to be.
And tons of local stories and, you know, people complain about, I mean, people like to complain. That's part of the problem. But, you know, people complain about on our Facebook page, there's all these national stories that we're putting out and all this other stuff. But, you know, I mean, the truth about it is, look, we have statistics, analytics that can back up what we're saying. So, you know, everyone kind of talks about clicks.
It's still a business.
Like
know.
Clicks and clicking and,
right.
you know.
Clickbait.
But look, clicks are readers. Lie. Like, you are a click as someone mm-hmm. who looks at those stories. So it's not like, you know, we kind of like to, like, use, like, take the person out of it and go, oh, well, they're just looking for clicks. Yes. Those clicks equal readers in the same way that we would be looking for subscribers back in the day. Now it's just now that the platform for it has changed. So like, yes, of course we're looking for clicks. That's
right.
That's how it is, you know. We could get crazy about it, and you know, I think that's something that
go
everyone
full bore BuzzFeed.
Right. I think everyone in the newsroom. I think everyone in all of journalism right now is dealing
adjusting.
With that. Like,
well,
you know, balance.
I definitely noticed the adjustment. You guys are do. There's clearly a adjusting of like this is now this is the internet's world, not
right.
the print's world.
Right.
We're still going to print the paper, and it's
right,
still
right.
important. But we also have to adjust. We can't
right.
be the same. We can't write the same kind of headlines we used to.
That's 100%.
Write the same kind of articles we used to.
Right.
People live off their phone now.
Right, and people wouldn't expect that. I mean, if we did that, people would they would hate us. You know,
mm-hmm.
because they would be like, why is this newspaper putting all this stupid stuff online that, like, you know, we don't want to read.
Right.
And we, you know, it's not like we're also going into this completely blind, you know, like there are best practices and there is research that has gone into this. And so anyway, I think it's an exciting time in the newspaper industry, as crappy as it is, you know,
yeah.
it's definitely crappy. I mean, to have to within, you know, a week, I lost essentially my entire department. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is, but it is what it is, and you move forward. And I think there's enough people there who still care about Fresno and care about news and want to get the word out to people about things. So there it is.
There it is. MonroeReview.com is Monroe, where Donald's
yeah,
at.
Is, and M-U-N-R-O Rick.
MonroeReview.com. Review.com.
I believe Rick is still doing stuff.
Yeah, I was wondering where Rick is doing.
I want to say we may have recently picked up, I think he's doing reviews, like freelance reviews.
Uh-huh.
And I think we maybe picked one of his reviews up from somewhere that he did
funny.
For Wonder Woman or something. So,
yeah.
So I think he's, you know, obviously going to be out there and still doing stuff as well. And so
Rick's still out there writing.
I'm sure.
Donald's still out there writing.
Yep.
And
George Hostetter's still out
George
there writing.
Hostetter's still out there
John
writing.
Ellis works for the city. I can't think of who else is they actually, let three, I think, of the sports. It was features in sports were the departments that were really hit by this hard, and they actually got rid of essentially all of the high school sports writers. So, which was a big, you know, high school sports, like, traditionally, that's been the thing. Like, newspapers cover high school sports. It's just what you do. But again, it was a situation where we kind of looked at it and could see, like, there's probably not as many people clicking, you know, because, and realistically, think about it. I write a story about Clovis, Buchanan High or whatever. If you don't go to Buchanan or have someone who goes to Buchanan or your son's not there, or like, do you even care? Why would you click that story? So, anyway.
Not if that...
Not saying that it's not
important. If that Buchanan kid is doing something like, oh, he's going to Stanford or Harvard, then I might read it, but
I'm not going to read
a basic Buchanan
If that's the
story.
Case, we're writing that story anyway, right? Yeah. Because that story has wider appeal. That story has an appeal that's beyond, like, whatever. So,
like, Aaron Judge right now from Kansas State is number one
huge
home run hitter in baseball.
We'll definitely write about him. In fact, I wrote a little something about him when he was on.
Wow, look at you.
Well, you know, he was on Tonight Show, one of those late shows, and he did that thing where they hang out in the park and he talks to people.
Oh, I saw that.
And no one knew who he was because he had glasses on or whatever. Yeah. And it was like,
funny. New York in the park, and like people are. He's like, "What do you think of Aaron Judge?"
Right, right. And they didn't know it was him because he had glasses on.
Yeah, and he's like, "It's Aaron Judge." Literally in front of him, asking, "What do you think of Aaron Judge?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah,
he's great." Blah, blah, blah. And then he takes off the glasses and they're like, oh my God. It's like, that's Superman. That's like Superman right there.
Apparently that Superman thing worked.
Right.
Clark Kent.
So there was a thought that I was transitioning, but now I can't remember what the transition was. Oh, transition to these types of stories. So, another example of the types of stories that we will be doing is this girl who won the National Spelling Bee. Boo, boo, boo. Fresno National Spelling Bee, huge
National Spelling Bee champion.
She's the champion of all the spellers
nation. Bum, she's in Clovis Unified, but
she is from Fresno though.
She's from Fresno,
I believe.
Not Clovis.
I believe she is from Fresno.
Make that clear,
right? I was a little confused at first because some places I read were saying Clovis. I think Clovis Unified is what they were saying, but I believe they live in Fresno. So.
Okay.
And I also believe, and I would have to double check this, I heard it in passing, and maybe if you've read the story, you would know. The Bee actually sponsored her to go to this thing in the first place. Yeah, because I think she had been before, maybe last year. And not all the way.
Yeah,
but
she went last year and didn't even crack the top 50, right. I think.
But it was one of those things where, you know, it's kind of expensive to get to these things. So we were able to sponsor her to go out there and do that. And now national champ.
And
boom!
It's funny, the guy that does all the Fresno State games
Paul Loeffler. Is that it?
He always does the announcing for the spelling game, so that's pretty cool.
It's pretty interesting. I don't know why anyone cares, really. Like, if you think about it, like, it's a spelling bee. But I remember being in high school.
Everybody pays attention to that.
It's crazy,
year.
Right?
Everybody.
I remember being in high school. It was the year I graduated, and one of the last days, I came home and watched the National Spelling Bee, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And I guess that's something.
It's one of those.
It's weird,
Especially in the times we live in now, it's one of those stories that doesn't have a party. You know,
right.
One of those stories that everybody can be like, "Oh, this is a cool story."
Right. Everyone loves spelling.
Yeah, spelling. It liberals in your spelling.
You liberals,
no
spelling words, right?
Spelling words,
you
right?
You elitists.
There's none of this political bullshit. It's like it's like, you know, the Super Bowl and spelling bee. We can all be like, "Yay, cool!"
Yeah, right. We love this. Spelling bee. Anyway, so she is a champion and still young. So they're saying that this could be like a legacy.
Man.
She could be back next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really true.
It's going to be like, there's that one kid I remember that did a documentary about him and stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's like a famous spelling bee documentary out there.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's out there.
Did you ever do spelling bees?
Oh, God, no. I was a terrible speller. Just read the Fresden.
I did a
spell. I had misspelled, God, what was it? I misspelled something in the title I wrote a post on. And I caught it after I posted. It seemed like I kind of have to do that where I have to just post something.
You just put it up, right.
And then I mean, not that I don't proofread it before I post, right. But
you catch things it's after not, it's
I
up.
I really
yeah.
only, it was pining. It was and I instead I had the E in there instead of the E doesn't need to be in there. Right. When you go pining, you remove the E. And but I figured it out and fixed it, but then it's just stuck. It gets in this stuck in there
where it's
not refreshed in the browsers.
So
it just sits there all week as the spelling error. So I just didn't even promote it at all because I'm just like so annoyed that spelling error is there. So I'm a terrible speller. It doesn't and spell check. God, thank God there's this thing
thank
called spell
God.
Check. Spell check.
It tricks you,
really
though.
Really bad.
Spell check tricks me all the time.
Oh, it's not perfect.
Yeah. So, there it is. She won the National Spelling Bee. That's a big thing for Fresno. So.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. What else is happening?
You get to look next year, maybe.
Yeah.
Watch her.
Definitely.
Watch her.
I hear she was cool. She was like, you know, because some of these spelling bee people, they're weird.
Yeah, they're like,
they have little, they have weird something. Little tics and whatever. I heard she was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on CNN. She is.
Right. That seems great. I want. Yeah. We should watch her, see what she does in life.
Yeah.
I think she's going to go far.
dude, Cracker Barrel's
coming. Cracker Barrel! Cracker
exciting?
Barrel. So this was one of those stories that like...
First there was the Italian, the...
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Now Cracker Barrel.
It's in the same stupid place.
Same place.
No, this was one of those stories where, you know, like 3 months ago... Someone in the office there at the B was like, "Oh, hey, Cracker Barrel's coming to Fresno," and everyone was like, "What? No, Cracker Barrel, blah. No."
It was Cracker Barrel buzz all morning long.
No, there was, and
Cracker Barrel.
And like
Cracker Barrel.
It was just a rumor.
This is in, Cracker Barrel.
No, it was just, but it was a rumor, you know. No one and Cracker Barrel wouldn't say anything. No one say anything.
Cracker Barrel's denying all rumors.
So Bethany put up this piece, just that you're saying that like, hey, there's you know, rumors, blah blah blah. And it like people freaked out. So then like months later, KMPH or someone puts out this story like, "Hey, Cracker Barrel's coming to Fresno."
Mm-hmm. It's just like, damn, I got scooped by KMPH.
No, but they didn't have any more real information. So then we put out another story that was like, "Yes, Cracker Barrel may be going to Fresno. It's still just rumor." And then maybe like a week later, they finally like came out with all the information. And it was huge, this huge thing.
Huge.
The best part about the whole thing was...
Louie!
Do you know...
Sorry, my dog's bothering Louie, or bothering Josh.
So the best thing about it, though, is... what do you want? He's just going to be part of the podcast now.
Yeah, he does that. He listens to the other shows.
Okay. There. Do you know about Brad's wife and Cracker Barrel?
I tried to figure that out, and I'm like, what's all this Brad's wife's... And I tried to read it, I'm like...
It is the best.
It's like the... It's
the best thing in the world.
It seems like it's the most overblown thing I've ever seen.
Right. So Brad's wife is... so this guy, Brad, his wife worked at Cracker Barrel. They fired her. She had worked there for 12 years. Maybe on her birthday... Maybe on his
heartless.
Mom's birthday. Anyway, Brad
heartless
was mad.
Chain
yeah.
restaurant.
Heartless.
Corpse.
Yeah, Brad was mad. He wanted to know why.
Yeah,
why'd you fire? Why'd you fire my wife?
Sticking
now
up for his wife.
He probably could have asked his wife. I don't know. But so he goes on.
No, he went around. She's not going to fucking tell me.
He goes on Facebook, and he's like ranting on Facebook, you know, and no one's really paying attention. Then he goes on the Cracker Barrel Facebook page. And essentially puts this thing out like, "Hey, you guys fired my wife. I want to know why, blah, blah, blah. If there are other people here who want to know why, I would appreciate you like writing in and asking." And all these trolls come out and they start this whole like meme cycle of Brad's wife. And so any, you know, people are like, "Hey, what about Brad's wife?" Blah, blah, blah. And they just inundate the website. The
just
Cracker Barrel Facebook page.
Shut down CrackerBarrel.com.
They created a hashtag, justice for Brad's wife, the whole thing. So that happens. I don't know, a month later, 2 months later, they announced Cracker Barrel's coming to Fresno. Big deal. We put it on our Facebook page. First comment, is Brad's wife going to work there? And then there's all these comments about Brad's wife. And I was like, yes, this is so rad. Fresno has finally gotten into the meme, meme game or whatever. It's just crazy that, well,
maybe they should hire Brad's.
They should.
That would be a huge
I think maybe
PR
Wendy's
thing.
Or somebody else hired her back. Like some other
That's
chain.
That's bad that like she can make the same amount at Wendy's.
Right. I don't know if it was Wendy, but it was someplace. It was like some other restaurant. Like it was like, we'll hire Brad's wife. We love Brad's wife. But it was great because... So
maybe she's like the worst waitress
maybe,
ever.
Yeah. They fired her because she's
12
terrible.
Years to get rid of her. And they're like, finally, found an excuse.
Finally, she did something so heinous. No, but what's great... So then on the Facebook, you know, the Fresno B Facebook page, all these people, Brad's wife, blah, blah, blah. Then there was dudes who were like trolling the trolls who were like, if you care so much about Brad's wife, what's her name?
Nice. Troll within right. the troll.
He was insane. Anyway, Brad's wife, real funny. Cracker Barrel, come to Fresno. Of course. Because of course.
Well, yeah. What Cracker Barrel took so long?
Seems perfect.
What took so long,
seems
Cracker Barrel?
Perfect.
Cracker
I've Barrel
been
would
Cracker
be.
Barrel one time in Phoenix.
Never been.
It was terrible.
Never been.
Wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, but were they...
It's like very...
But
like
were
80s.
They racist?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that.
Because I think
are
that's
they,
the,
Are
that's
they
the
alleged
thing.
To be
I
racist?
I think so. I don't know. Well. People don't like them. Or they do like them. It's one or the other. This was the other thing. So, on the, you know, if you judge by comments, Facebook comments, everyone, it was either the food is great or the food sucks. Mm-hmm. Location is great or the location sucks. And Brad's wife.
And very, either or.
But everyone's like, why would you want to have it out there? They
because
should
it's
have
on
put
99.
It any place else. No, I mean, it's probably a good location for Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. This is a solid location.
But for Fresno.
Oh.
What the fuck we need a Cracker Barrel for anyway?
We don't need it, but.
Yeah.
It's for 99 people.
Yeah.
Just think of it like that.
Yeah, no. And Olive Garden too.
Because we don't, I mean.
We talk about the Olive Garden.
There's
we had
a
back and forth.
There's a whole like, huge man. Deal with the 99 corridor.
And
that
how
I
it's
have
so
issue
crappy.
With, and I, it's just it's such a gigantic issue that I don't know how.
But it's
how
getting
to
better.
Well, this is like
now.
This is how bad it is that the fact that Target
right,
is there
right.
and
yeah,
Cracker
yeah.
Barrel is there, that's like a good thing
right,
for 99.
Right, right, yeah,
that's like something for. Look, I as an informed person, right. I know I can turn off in downtown
right.
and go to some cool places. But regular
no
Joe
right.
Los Angeles going up this
Joe
Tahoe.
Los Angeles.
Joe Los Angeles coming through. Because this is what Los Angeles knows of Fresno. Being as I lived in Los Angeles for 5 years. And they knew I'm from Fresno. Right. And that
they would go, oh.
This is what they know of Fresno. 41 going to Yosemite.
Right.
99 going up to Tahoe.
Right.
And
yeah.
they just see it as like, and what do you see down 99?
There's nothing.
It looks like shit.
There's nothing.
As the
yeah.
biggest proponent of Fresno,
right.
go 99 from Clovis Avenue to Herndon.
Right.
Besides the downtown skyline,
nothing.
It looks like shit. And that's
RV dealerships.
Los Angeles.
RV dealerships.
The what?
RV dealerships.
Oh, B dealerships?
No, RVs.
Oh, RV, yes. Yes,
that's all there is out there. Yep. I think.
So
yeah.
that's
a
what,
dump. There's a
that's
super,
what
super
LA,
wayside or whatever.
LA people know of yeah. is like they have an uncle from Fresno and they drive down 99 and look at it and go, oh, ew.
I'm not gonna stop here.
Oh, no way,
no way. But now they'll be like, oh, they have
Cracker Barrel,
and Olive Garden.
Yep.
So there it is.
Well,
now
you can stop off at Tioga. Just
now we're
jump off the 99 and go to Tioga.
We're right there with Modesto.
Go to Full Circle. Full Circle's right there off
oh,
the 99.
Oh, that's true. Full Circle's really close off the 99.
What bothers me, too, is there's a lot of points on 99. I don't want to go too deep down the 99 corridor rabbit hole here, but I could be here all day. But where they don't even have traffic signals.
Right,
like,
right,
you
right,
jump
right,
right, right off the busiest freeway in the world and there's no freaking traffic signal
right,
and you
right,
gotta like
right.
you just crick your neck around shit
trying
to
figure out
to
right.
get out on the street
so downtown
it's been
it's
here for 60
the,
years
the downtown part as it's coming into downtown it's kind of creepy because if you get off like on the one right before Fresno Street and it kind of dumps you like right in the middle of on Ventura or whatever it dumps you right in the middle of like
mm-hmm.
right outside the Poverello house
yeah,
or
yeah.
I mean it's
yeah.
just this crazy like I
like one of the worst places ever
I could really yeah
dungeon.
If anyone was like I mean it's just yeah but hopefully they'll fix that and now we have a Cracker Barrel so
We got crab room. Just if you're not going to go to Tioga, go wait till you get to crab room.
Just wait until you get to Herndon and go to crab
room. The zoo's right there.
That is true. Yeah. But I think part of the problem is, too, like, there's the signage is so terrible for anything.
Oh, for everything.
Like, how you know anything's there? Like, the zoo's there, but how would you know?
And then some of it, and some of it.
Oakland Zoo has a gigantic sign. I don't know. Oakland has.
Yeah, there isn't. There is not. But there's nothing. Signage. Yeah. There's like.
I guess there is a sign.
Yeah, there is. But I mean, it's not like if I'm just going down 99, I probably wouldn't notice it. If I'm
but when the aquarium
the sign,
is
maybe
there,
I'll see it.
That place will have
still an,
that
still
place
a thing
will have signs
happen.
Up the wazoo. Probably. It has signs now.
Yeah, it's had signs for 10 years since it's been trying to. That anyone at every once in a while someone asks about the aquarium, it's still a thing that's going to happen. It's it is the slowest moving thing ever. But
60 years.
But
from
they're
now.
Like very, they're very conscious about having money. They're not like
right.
They only do something when they have enough money, and then they do it. Right now, they actually are. They have laid a pad for. I guess you have to have a tank for in case of fire or something. They have to have a tank there.
So
they've laid a pad for that tank, and that's like the first thing that. So there is actually
it's
physically
happening.
Something
all
happening
right,
for that
right,
aquarium right. on 99 in the river.
Cracker Barrel and a aquarium.
That's going to be the hot spot.
Yeah.
And all that high-speed rail, that's where the very, very evident high-speed rail stuff
right,
is happening.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out what they're doing there. There's two, if they're going to do like a huge overpass or if they're just doing two train lanes. Because right now there's two separate pylon things happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to 99, if you haven't been, I mean, I go every day because that's my commute. But some people, if you don't ever go out there, you haven't noticed. But it's like pretty gigantic right now what's happening with the high speed rail stuff.
I haven't paid attention.
There's another push about the because there's a bill happening. It's called the SB 775 to basically morph the fund and more just keep the high speed rail thing going.
Oh, okay.
And it was like looking like it was gonna like people were starting to back out, but now people are starting to back in go back in.
Get into it again. Good.
So I just think you can call it a boondoggle all you want, but we need to be on the right side. We need to be supporting this all we can.
Yeah.
Because this is a high speed rail would be a huge thing for us in Fresno.
And I think we talked about this before in terms of high speed rail. Our road infrastructure sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, we could fix the roads all day. Like, you know, for a year, we could just keep fixing roads. But, like, look, there's going to be more cars, more traffic, more congestion. We have to start moving away from that into another area. And I think high-speed rail is the way to go. Well, I personally think we need to, you know, we should have, years ago, looked at something else other than high-speed rail, you know, Hyperloop or some crew. We're still a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. Even with high-speed rail. High-speed rail is like, Japan is like, we had that in the 60s.
Right.
Like,
we're behind, but at least it's better.
Yeah.
It's something, and we got to, because, I mean, the way real estate, we are the cheapest city in California.
Right.
And you imagine being able to get to San Jose in 90 minutes.
That would be rad.
I mean, people, our real estate would go crazy.
I would go to San Francisco, I mean, depending on ticket prices, but I'd go to San Francisco all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go see shows in San Francisco, definitely, if I knew that, like, at the end of the workday, I could get on a train and go, like, at 4:30, get on a train, be in San Francisco by 6 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just me. All right, what else?
Well,
what,
I think it's time for a music break.
Band of the episode!
Band of the episode!
This is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
We're mutually big fans of this band.
Right. Loudest band in Fresno.
Loudest band ever. I can't believe I forgot that when I wrote a post about it. I loved your comment on the Fresno. It was just like, yes. I was like, you and Jefferson. I was waiting for Jefferson. Right. I got to tell Jefferson Beavers. Is like, hey, man, I need to hear what you think about Sparkle Jet, bro.
Sparkle Jet. So this band has been around for 20 years. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. And very different band now than when they first started. I don't know. You've heard all their...
Oh, yeah. I've gone through every single song recently.
And as part of that 20th anniversary, they released a new track that we'll listen to now. Just walk around, see them everywhere, roaming on a call, aimless without care. The walking sign, a honking blare, you stop me short with a grinning air. That's something, decency's a miss. I could scream and shout. What was the name of that one?
You're a Dope.
Of course it was. I heard the song. It's right there in the song, right?
You are a Dope.
Yeah, I don't know. I love Sparkle Jet.
They're just... They've always had this sound where it's... There's that sort of... There's some Seattle in there.
Right? A little bit of... Yeah, like
there's some grunge in there, but then there's just... There's something about them that sound... It always... rings to be like some band, some national band.
Uh-huh.
It sometimes it'll confuse my brain thinking like, oh, Sparkle Jet, like where are they from? Yeah.
They're
like from,
right.
You know, they're like from Chicago or somewhere. Where are they from? Like, oh, the Fresno. Oh, and, you know, that they don't sound like they're from here necessarily, which I don't mean to disparage Fresno's music scene at all, obviously, but like it just, they just
definitely
sound
don't, yeah.
really important.
They've
to
never
me.
Sounded like, whatever the sound at the time was, you know. So even like in the mid early 2000s, right, when there was a big indie rock scene,
mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of indie rock bands playing, right, and they were definitely in that scene, but they didn't sound like any of those indie rock bands, you know. They were way louder,
they
and
never,
they were way more rocking and a little more stripped. They were a power trio, I think, mm-hmm. at that point, and a little more stripped down. And, you know, and they always choose to do things that are not like what you would expect, you know. So, like, they did that whole Tommy, the Who's Tommy, mm-hmm. and they did, like, the whole thing, and they played it at what was the Starline at the time. And so, yeah, I just think they're kind of a, they are their own band that kind of exists outside of whatever scenes are happening. And they've played less, I suppose, now than they did, you know, 10, 15 years ago, but
they'll still play.
They're still playing and they're still just really awesome. And like you said, I think they sound very relevant still.
Yeah. A lot of their I mean, you know, a song here or there is a little dated, but for the most part, that's very, like, it no matter when you listen to them, they're going to sound good, I think. And, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, band of the, that's why they're the band of the episode.
Yeah.
That's a good song, so.
What's been going on? What concerts do we have to talk about?
Concerts.
In June? Can you think of a concert happening in June?
Yes, Def Leppard, Poison, and Tesla.
Is that sold out at all?
I don't
wouldn't
know.
Think it would be, but maybe
I don't think so. It's happening at the Save Mart Center. I think it's the 12th or something. So in a couple of weeks. There's also a big Latin show, and I'm going to forget the names, but it's two, women, Latin singers. They're like huge, in the scene. They're like kind of, one is a like rock pop singer and the other's like a more just a straight ahead pop singer. And they are doing a joint tour that's happening at the Save Mart Center. Trying to think of what else. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that I'm missing. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff at Strummers and Fulton 55. That's happening because both
Sleepover
of those plays.
Disaster just played
they just
there.
Played last night.
Made me mad. I missed that.
So we were supposed to have Chris Stapleton play at Save Mart Center on the 1st, and he canceled the last minute. Did something to his hand. Sounded really kind of terrible, but so that's not going to be happening. Let's see. Yeah, I think those are the big ones. I mean,
anything I'm at selling?
I think cool. Ghost. I think selling? Ghost actually is coming up pretty soon at the Rainbow Ballroom.
Rainbow.
I can't remember exactly.
Have you
when
been
that
inside there recently at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Have they done anything? Is it still the same?
No. Yeah, it's totally the same.
Still the same.
It's the same.
That's a cool hall. It's just
yeah.
It's just very outdated.
Let's see. I'm just pulling up Strummer so we can see if there's anything.
Strummers.
Yeah, there's some good stuff. There's been some good. We had some good stuff in May. Save Mart Center. I saw New Kids on the Block. I thought was really cool. You laugh.
I know. That seemed like a positive show. I saw a lot of social media buzz about that show. Like very positive. I was like, all right.
Actually, it's back. All right. Or no. Wait, sorry.
There's some band called Fora.
Fora?
Phora. And I'm only mentioning it because it's sold out. It's happening in June.
All right.
At Strummer's.
Cool.
It's a sold out show. And then the Melvins are actually coming, but that's not until July.
But that was like one guy or something.
No,
it's a
full band. No, it's a full, all the guys. Okay. And then the Sword, you know, the Sword.
They're the coming, Melvins, and they're not talked about enough. Seattle band that like influenced all the Seattle bands.
Huge, yeah,
like not all, but you know,
I saw them many times when in the 90s because they were playing. They were big at that time. I saw them open for Rush or somebody.
They never had like the big hit or anything.
Right, but they were like middle. They were never a headliner necessarily, but they were middle. And I remember like not really understanding them. I mean, like now back then it was just I didn't like them. I thought they were crappy. Like, this band sucks and they're loud. Like, you know, looking back now, it's like, oh, I didn't understand what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of sad, but that I missed them during that time, but they're still, I mean, I saw them, but I didn't really appreciate it. Now they've come back a couple times.
I remember them playing, I think Strummers or
they played Strummers. I think they might have actually played Oddies at one point too, but I could be wrong.
It seemed like it was, that would have been like one guy or something.
Yeah. Maybe he was doing anyway. That's all I got on that. I don't know if anything else is really happening. But yeah.
Looking out.
There's our
Josh,
concerts.
Concert. Josh on Joshua Teehee on the Twitters.
Yeah, I'll have reviews if I'm out at these things. Yeah. Can find out what I think about New Kids or whatever.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats sucks, apparently.
Oh, people are complaining.
I don't know.
Fresno has Uber Eats now.
Everyone that
an Uber driver goes and gets your food.
Is that what it is? See, I can't.
That's what I thought it was.
I couldn't even figure out how. Well, because there are only certain restaurants that are.
They won't
part
go
of
to
it.
Every restaurant.
Right, right. So you have to be. I guess the restaurants also have to be.
Be in on it. In on the game.
I don't really know how it works at all. But the thing, and this is why I know that, that it's not a restaurant, because people were complaining about the restaurant. You know, they were like, a lot of people. McDonald's was the only restaurant that they could get. Or like, you know, it was like three restaurants.
Well, in their area, maybe.
Right, in their area. Yeah. You know, two or three restaurants. And it
I'll
was
go
like
to McDonald's.
McDonald's, you know. Yeah, who cares about McDonald's? I could go to McDonald's. Like, yeah. I'll get in my fucking car. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, I think that's... I didn't look at it enough to... I don't have Uber on my... I don't have Uber. I don't use Uber here.
I use Lyft. Uber's a bad company.
So, well, there you go. So, you know, I knew this was like a big thing and people were excited about it because, you know, truthfully, we don't have all, like, comparatively our delivery services.
No, we're not a good town for delivery.
Right, not very good.
If you don't want me and Ed's, then you're screwed.
Pizza or... Chinese, some places, depending.
That's been a big complaint, yeah. Is I don't know, like, a Chinese place that delivers. Apparently other cities, this is the thing.
There's a couple in the tower that deliver. I only know that because I've gotten stuff there before. But Happy Star, I think, in the tower and some other places. So it depends. There are some places.
If you don't want pizza, then...
But it's definitely limited, you know. It's definitely limited to neighborhoods and stuff. So... So this was a big deal, Uber Eats. But I think people were expecting better. Like, they were expecting whatever their favorite restaurant is would be on the list so that they could just be like, I'm going to sit at home and get, you know, whatever restaurant was. And that hasn't been the case.
Get my Outback Steakhouse.
Right.
Deliver to me.
Get my Olive Garden.
And my Olive Garden.
So, and I don't know if that's going to change. Like, again, I haven't looked into it enough to see, like, if, you know, those restaurant numbers are going to grow or whatever. But everything I've heard so far has been like, So, and then I think there's been some complaints from some.
As long as it goes to Doghouse Grill.
Oh, I don't think Doghouse Grill was on there. See, yeah, that's a big one. Right, right. See, right, right. I mean, I guess maybe Doghouse Grill was, if you live around the area, I don't know.
Well, that would just alleviate the parking problem.
It would.
I would live in those apartments right by Doghouse Grill and just be like, go get it.
Bring me a Doghouse Grill. I can't walk over there.
I can't walk.
So, yeah, Uber Eats is here. You should check it out. Maybe one of our listeners could check it out and let us know because...
Maybe somebody loves it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so good, I get it all the time. Taco Bell, yeah.
I get my Taco Bell every night.
See, you know, McDonald's was the one everyone was talking about, so I don't even know if Taco Bell's on.
Oh, you gotta have Taco Bell.
Gotta have Robert T. If Robert Tito's was on there, I might think about using it.
I'm gonna start
because there's lots of times when I'm like, I want a burrito.
Yeah.
I don't want to go get it.
No.
So.
I'm going to start charging my family for when I go to takeout.
That's a good idea.
When I go get takeout. Like,
you just do it yourself.
Hey, give me $5. I'll go.
I'll get whatever you want.
Do that in the street here.
Yeah.
A little side hustle.
Going. Yeah.
Do you think, speaking of driving around town,
all right.
What do you think? Do you think Fresno is a bad driver city? Do you think we are abnormally bad, like below average as smart drivers? Because I hear a lot of complaining, but to me, I just see shit, the same stuff I see in every city.
Yeah.
But I hear a lot of like Fresno drivers.
Yeah, they terrible. Don't. No one knows how to drive here.
I'm thinking like I see this everywhere I go. I don't get that we're any dumber than anyone else.
No, I think it's about the same. I don't notice anything differently. You know, but I think everyone has their own like. See, the everyone has their own pet peeves about driving.
Yeah.
The thing that happens, so they complain about it. Because that's the thing they see. And so if you're always driving in Fresno and you always see people doing that one thing you hate, of course you're going to think Fresno's the worst.
Nobody does that.
I hate it when you're on the freeway and the lane, whatever lane, usually it's that right lane, merges into the rest of the thing. But no, and there's a sign, you know, probably like a mile down that says, hey, lane is getting over. Now, as a smart driver, as soon as I see that sign, I go, oh, that lane is in here. I'm just going to get over.
Yeah.
Right? Also, as a smart driver, I leave space because I know, like, hey, this guy over here right. on my right side, he may need to get over.
You got to pay attention to that person
right,
coming
at some
in.
Point. Right. So I'm going to let him get over. Like, he'll be in front of me, but it's okay.
It's okay.
And we're all going.
It's okay
but no,
for someone to get in front of you.
Everyone just goes and waits until the very last minute, and then there's this huge backlog yeah. of cars, and everyone's
then
trying to get over.
Lights and then people slamming brakes. And
then I've done this before. I leave a space. I'm like, yeah. everyone moves forward. I'm like, I'm not going to move forward.
No.
So that this person get in front of me.
Right.
What the fuck do? They just drive on by. Yeah. I'm like, look, there's space right here. Do you not see that you're going to have to get over in yep. 3 seconds anyway? Anyway. So that's what I'm mad, that I get mad about. I've seen it happen here. I've seen it happen every place. So
I don't like when, like, I'm all, maybe it's my, I think it's just an age thing where you get older and you realize, like, I'm going to get where I'm going to get to.
Right.
And I can let this person
right.
in.
Right. You don't have to be.
Let the person in. You're not yeah. going to get there any faster yeah. by not letting a person in.
Right.
Let the person
30
in.
Seconds, a minute You're, at the most.
At the most, if anything.
Right. right.
So, like, let them in. It's okay. Let somebody in. So, give people space, like you're saying, let people in.
Yeah.
But the one thing I hate is on 99, you're in the fast lane, and it's just, the traffic's just, it's traffic.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
No,
somebody
right.
way ahead of you is going too slow in the fast lane. So, you're all lined up. You're in a group of people. We're just having to wait.
Right.
So, some guy comes up on you and thinks, oh, this fucker's going too slow.
Right.
And goes on around the right, tries to pass right. everyone on the right, right. like, because they figured it out. They're cooler.
Right.
They're like, I'm too important for this line.
I figured it out.
I'm going around. You know what? If I go around, this will work. And then they go around, and, like, that's when I get, all right, I'm not letting
right.
this. And mother effort come in. I get right up on the next guy's bumper. But other people let him in. That guy, right. I don't let in.
Yeah.
Everyone else, let them in. It's okay.
Right.
You'll get there.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
And if we had let...
Don't block the intersect. Don't block a driveway.
Don't block a driveway.
And let people in.
Yeah, leave some space.
Leave
it's
some
totally
space.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be okay. You're going to get to your place. Your boss is already used to you being late all the time because you can't get your S together to leave the house on
right,
time.
Right, at a decent time.
It's not the other driver's fault that you're late.
Because you don't know how long it takes to get to your house. Because, look, traffic doesn't change day to day, really. Yeah. All right, anything else?
Amazon and Ulta.
Oh, God.
Big.
More big news.
Big news.
Amazon. They're building that
Mayor
thing.
Mayor Brand says he wants to get unemployment to 5%.
What? What's
that
at
possible?
Now?
8 or 9%?
Sure.
10%?
I don't know.
Which is like 5% more like on par with the rest
the
of California
national,
cities.
Yeah. So the news is that we have an Amazon distribution center that's going to be opening. It's going to be gigantic. There's going
to
be a bunch
right
of
next
robots.
To the Ulta.
There's gonna be a bunch of robots. Oh yeah, and Ulta's the other one. A bunch of robots. Now
there's gonna be robots.
Is it 1,500 people? 3,000
yeah,
people? What's
eventually.
The number?
I've
heard some different
initially
numbers.
It was gonna be like 1,200 to 1,500, and then eventually 2,500.
2,500 people put to work here at the Central Valley. That's a beautiful thing. I think that's really cool. Now there's a lot of people complaining because. They're afraid, and I don't know how this really works, but that, you know, we have a Amazon distribution center, more people shopping on Amazon for some reason, and all of our mom and pop stores are going to close.
Yeah.
And or other shops,
that,
I guess.
That's a good argument against just not using Amazon.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
I back that, but it is not a good argument against like saying this is a bad thing coming
right.
to Fresno.
Right.
It's here. It's happening.
Right.
Having a distribution center here isn't going to...
Right. Wait, because...
Isn't going to hurt the local
right,
businesses
right.
necessarily.
Because they're delivering all over California.
Happening.
Right.
It's already happening. It's not... It's going to make... You know, you're going to get your Amazon stuff quicker
right,
now.
For sure.
Fresno,
one day. Built. Less than
but
a day.
I think...
You'll order that, it'll be on your doorstep.
That whole policy of like, hey, go to the local business, don't order from Amazon... Totally 100% back that.
Right.
Doesn't mean I
don't get stuff.
I still get stuff from Amazon because it's fun to get stuff. It's fun having something delivered to your house.
Right. Well, and it's interesting.
Yes, you need to have the mindset of go to a small local business instead
well,
of...
Well, I just read a story from the Los Angeles Times, I believe, that says they believe... there was a study done that is looking at shopping trends, and they think that by in the next 5 years, 25% of all shopping malls, shopping centers, will be closed. As... this exact thing, as you know, as shoppers go online, and you know the brick and mortar stores, and so the shopping centers will become sort of these new style, which is what we're seeing, these like new style lifestyle centers, which are like restaurants, service provider, entertainment. So you'll have a movie theater and a paintball place and a blah blah blah, like all together, and a bunch of restaurants, and we're not going to have all those like shopping places, which is fine by me, because look, I can't tell you the last time I actually went to a place to buy something like clothes or something, you know. I mean, I guess I bought a little pin the other day at Scraps, that shop downtown. It's a little like
Scraps?
Enamel
What's
pin.
This shop?
Oh, it's that shop that was opened by the old, it has all the old penny candy stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah. And the theater.
Yeah, Warner's Theater. Warner's it's theater around complex. The corner from Root. So I bought something there the other day, and I bought stuff. I bought a shirt or something at Root not too long ago. But like for the most part, I don't like if I'm shopping for things, you know, not food,
right?
Entertainment, like that kind of thing. I'm doing it online. I don't like stores. That's just me.
I don't like having to stop in stores like after a work day.
Right.
So if I can like order it on Amazon and it's
right,
the same
they do
thing,
all, right.
The price is the same, and I don't have to.
Right. Otherwise,
stop.
What you got to work for? It's you got to nice. Wait till the weekend.
I can just press a button and say right. yeah, and then a couple days later, after I've, it's fun to forget that right. you ordered it, and then it's there, and you're like, oh.
Well, I ordered something the other day
again,
and I think I want to say I think I ordered it on Thursday. Friday afternoon, it was at my house.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that is rad.
And I didn't have to do anything but hit a couple buttons.
Right. Anyway, that's happening. And I think we...
Just like we were talking about at the beginning, where the B is having to change and adjust to the world now. That retail has to adjust the way...
And what you're seeing... I mean, I think we're already seeing it, because you are seeing the major shopping centers are becoming... like lifestyles, you know. Mm-hmm. So, like, think about El Paseo, right? What does it have? It has a Cracker Barrel
lots of restaurants,
and you know,
not like sit down restaurant, but it has lots of like fast restaurants.
So that kind of thing. If you look at like Sierra Vista Mall and how it's changed, what has it done? Added restaurants, added entertainment
movies
options,
and restaurants.
If you think about the Campus Point, what does Campus Point have?
Restaurants.
Is there a?
I'm not sure. There's like a regular.
Is there a store? There might be a cell phone place. But that's it.
Yeah.
If you think about that, that's what we're seeing. On the flip side of that, you're also seeing the rise of mobile boutiques that are selling clothes and things. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the rise of these like little mom and pop shops that are selling different things.
Right.
Small, you know.
Yeah.
So the day of the big time retailer, the Gotchocks or the Macy's or whatever.
Right.
Forever 21, all that stuff is gone. But we're seeing the rise of like a small little independent place where I can go and like find something that's like completely unique that I'm not going to be able to get online somewhere.
Right.
So. Which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the rise of the mom and pop. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I like that.
All right. Is that it? I think that might be it. That was a good episode.
Plug it up. Joshua T, who has another podcast now.
I do. So you can listen to that podcast. That's the Fresno Beehive podcast. Also episodes out on Mondays.
Oh.
Every week.
You're every Monday.
Yeah, every
We're
Monday.
We're first Monday of the month.
First Monday of the month here. Every Monday, pop culture talk. So, me, Kathy Mahan, who's the editor, there at the B, and Rory Appleton, another, pop culture entertainment, right? He does a lot of stuff. He writes about marijuana, different things. And we just talk whatever the pop culture news of the week is. and then we give some recommendations and stuff. So it's a fun little podcast, different than this, obviously, because we're not as locally focused. So we'll talk. I know. So that's happening. You could go there. Yeah, you can also find me. What? Oh, it's on Fresno Beehive. It's posted there every week. You can also go on iTunes and find it there. Okay. Fresno Beehive podcast.
Is it in iTunes?
It is in iTunes. Okay. Yeah. So, or it should be. It is. I've seen it. So you could subscribe, and then we'll dump it to you.
Dump it.
Yeah. And then FresnoBeehive.com. You can go to if you want to find out, read what I'm writing, or read other Fresno Bee writers. Most of the stuff we talk about
support
comes from
the guys that are still there.
Comes from the Bee. And you can also check out my various musical
Joshua
projects
at Joshua Teehee.
I'm in a band called It'll Go Back. I'm also in a ACDC cover band called
you
Big
guys
Balls.
Still doing that?
Oh yeah, we got a show coming up. This one, yeah, in July. I think it's the 16th. That might be a Sunday. It's at Fulton 55.
July
and
show,
It should be a lot of fun. It's essentially, speaking of Sparkle Jet, the band
and
is
your
a,
OG
the
ACDC.
Band. The band is essentially Sparkle Jet now. so it's Wade and Victor and Jeff from Sparkle Jet are the band, and then Ron Doc Morse, who has played in a lot of bands, is going to be playing guitar, and then I'm going to be singing. So,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, now I have to see.
Right. It's pretty exciting. I was like, oh, that's great. So. That's happening on July 16th. It's at Fulton 55. There
do
might
you,
be.
Please, in rehearsal, do you do Sparkle Jet? Can you, like can we do a Sparkle Jet? Can we do a Sparkle Jet?
I can ask.
Do it. Do
everybody,
it.
Everybody could be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. I don't know what song. I guess that would be the song I would want to play.
Cubby.
Yeah, so that's it for me. What about you, Mike? What do you got?
What's your Twitter handle? Joshua Teehee?
Joshua Teehee, yeah. At Joshua Teehee.
At Joshua Teehee.
Also Instagram, if
you're
on Instagram.
All you bee people now, you gotta get your own brand.
You gotta do it. You gotta start branding.
Just in case something happens.
That's a bill. No, and not even for that. Just even at the bee, like, it's really important. Like, I feel like recently I've started to expand my brand and really try to push things out and really try to be more engaging online, mm-hmm. both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And it seems like it's working out. So, and I think that's just the way it is now for anyone who's in the media business. Like, used to be like newspaper people were like, we do the news. We're like TV news people, radio, they're all about their brand, but not print people.
We do real.
But no, man, we got to be as much as anyone else. So
yeah.
Anyway, what do you got now?
This part of this little network podcasts, yeah. Dorktown Network.
Dorktown.
There's other shows like Dorktown, the original, 12 years running now.
Whoa!
Just like Flowing and Famous, couple of the oldest podcasts in all of podcasting. Forget locally. And all of podcasting. A little comedy show, a hangout show. It's just a
funny
hangout style.
It's pretty funny.
With Bells and producer Becky. And then our craft beer show.
Craft beer podcast.
The Perfect Pour. With Matt from Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Yeah.
And Nick from Palatano. He's big in the V-dub
scene. That's
the
right, yeah.
The Volkswagen scene. And drummer from Trumpet Soul.
Right. Back in the day, yeah.
Talk about craft beer. A lot of local stuff gets in there, but it's not all local. And then if you happen to like Harrison Ford, called Get Off My Podcast. Get Off My Podcast with Trenton C. We're just a couple of Harrison Ford nerds. Talk about Harrison Ford movies. So.
Okay.
All right.
And
the Fresnan.com.
Then the Fresnan.com. Well,
every Tuesday-ish new post of something Fresno-related. At the Fresnan, on social media,
and it's good. People should go to it. It's you put
some weeks are good,
some good stuff up there. Thought provoking. There were several. What was the last one that I commented on? The Or Game.
The
Fresno Or Game. I thought was really fun.
Yay!
And you can go play that yourself at thefresnan.com. scroll through.
Yeah, scroll. Find it.
What else?
That's enough.
Are you sure that's it?
I know.
I feel like you do
feels
more
like
than
there's
that,
something
but,
else.
Right.
Oh, me? No.
Oh, okay.
I don't do anything. Mikey Top Pour, if you want my craft beer handle
okay,
now.
Okay, okay.
I have a new craft beer social media handle.
Okay.
How's that?
If you're in a, if you're craft beer, you want to talk to him about buyout beer or whatever.
Yep. Oh, man. I'll go on about buyout.
All right. Well, I guess that's it then.
Keep being good, Fresno.
Yay. You want to count it out or you want me to count it out?
Oh, I want you to count it out.
You want me to
count it out? I don't want to take any part of this counting out.
Five, four, three, two.